The city of Ann Arbor has a climate action plan in place. Sandy is launching yet another in a long list of projects aimed at helping meet the goals. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Efforts have been underway to help Ann Arbor businesses become more energy efficient and sustainable, and now that's extending into the residential sector as well. As you know, there's a significant number of rental properties in Ann Arbor, and the city has created a small-scale program aimed at greening that part of the community. And our guest this morning is Jamie Kidwell Bricks. Jamie is a City of Ann Arbor Sustainability Associate. And Jamie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
If we look at the total of renting housing in Ann Arbor, what does that amount to in percentages?
Ann Arbor's rental housing stock is about 55% rental housing.
And do we have any idea what kind of contribution that level of rental housing contributes to the city's overall carbon footprint?
Yeah, so just in Ann Arbor, we have about 27 million square feet of rental housing and an energy cost that's about $30 million a year spent annually. If we could save just 10% of that, that's about $3 million back in our local economy.
That's huge.
That is huge. It's a really big scale for community-wide greenhouse gas emissions.
Upon surveying the rental stock in Ann Arbor, have you found that there is a lack of efficiency?
You know, it's something that's hard to calculate, but we know we have a lot of older rental housing units in the city of Ann Arbor. We know we have a lot of single-family converted rental housing units, and those tend to be a little more energy inefficient.
Can the inefficiencies be attributed to lack of investment by property owners and management companies? Can it in part be attributed to the renters themselves, kind of abusing the thermostat?
I think the solution really is both from the landlord side and the renter side. One of the hugest challenges that you have with rental housing is what we call the split incentive. And that's where if the landlord is not paying for the utilities, then it's harder for them to make an investment. So you see that as a huge barrier.
Yeah, there's no cost incentive for them to do so.
Exactly.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking today with Jamie Kidwell Bricks. Jamie is Sustainability Associate for the City of Ann Arbor, and we're looking at a program aimed at improving efficiencies in the rental housing stock in the city. And having said that, Jamie, the city has launched a revolving loan program to begin addressing some of the issues we've discussed, correct? A kind of seed program?
That is correct. We have $40,000 that was awarded to us from a grant from the University of Michigan Dow Distinguished Award for Sustainability, and the purpose of that fund is to provide financial incentives for 1-4 unit rental properties across Washtenaw County.
And so a landlord would then have to go through an energy audit and based on the findings could apply for up to an $8,000 low interest loan, right?
That is correct.
If in this initial offering each property owner takes out the max 8 grand, there are only 5 loans available. First of all, would landlords have to pay for that audit themselves?
That could be rolled into the loan amount.
Secondly, can improvements on a handful of properties make a difference environmentally, or is it more about educating the public as a whole that we need to make improvements and here's where we're starting?
It's a little of both. It's really about building momentum to have a few good case studies of what works in rental properties, especially in our smaller rental properties. And then even just a few properties making a difference can be a huge impact for the city and also for the renters that are living in those units.
This particular program is a supplement to things that have already been up and running and have started to show results.
That is correct. We've been working on with Washtenaw County on a HUD sustainability grant for the past 2 years, where we've developed a number of educational programs and incentive programs for both landlords and tenants.
And tell me about the PACE program, because it has started several years ago and is coming back.
Yeah, so we will be relaunching the Property Assessed Clean Energy Program. And the interesting thing about that for rental housing is it is targeted at commercial units, but rental housing units with 3 or more units are eligible for that program as well.
So all of a sudden, we're not just talking about a $40,000 revolving loan fund that is going to make a difference in a handful of properties. We have this bigger, more expansive program that can also touch on the rental housing market and further expand the opportunity to make efficiencies.
That's correct, and in particular, some of our larger multifamily units.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU with City of Ann Arbor Sustainability Associate Jamie Kidwell Bricks in our conversation on greater sustainability in the rental sector in Ann Arbor. Now, how do these programs fit into the larger picture of the Ann Arbor Climate Change Plan?
Well, Ann Arbor adopted a climate action plan in 2012, and what that really does is set community-wide greenhouse gas emission reduction goals for the entire city. It sets a 25% by 2025 reduction goal, and what's really important about that is less than 2% of our community-wide greenhouse gas emissions come from municipal operations, and that's your recycling, your trash pickup. Where we really need to make a meaningful impact is in the community, and rental's a big part of that.
based on where the city was when the Climate Action Plan was enacted? Is there a measurable way to know how far we've come so far and whether we know whether, with any certainty, we're on track to meet the ultimate goal?
We're definitely involved in programs that are making the right step. We have not done a greenhouse gas inventory yet, but we know that if we achieve all of the 80-plus actions in our plan, we'll be right on the way to making our goal.
How do we go about getting more information on the Sustainable Efficiency Revolving Fund Program for rental properties, the PACE program, and, in fact, the Climate Action Plan as well?
All this information can be found on a2energy.org, which is really our one-stop shop for energy efficiency across the city.
Let me ask you this, and I sometimes like to take it to a more personal level. You're doing all of this on behalf of the city of Ann Arbor, and you're working with rental properties, you're working with business owners, you're working with organizations and the municipality itself. In your personal life, based on what you've taken from your professional life, how have you integrated efficiencies and sustainability measures at home?
You know, I'm proud to say I am a renter in Arbor, so I take a lot of this to heart. I do set my thermostat very low, and I don't pay the utility, so I'm doing my part there. And I've got a weather strip that I'm putting on my door this winter. So there's a bunch of things that you can do very easy as a renter.
Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate the information. And once again, the website?
A2energy.org.
There you go. That is City of Ann Arbor Sustainability Associate Jamie Kidwell-Bricks. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and presented each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.